Steve Hobbs is a distinguished military veteran officer and also a former state senator from Lake Stevens. In fact, he headed the Transportation Committee and did actually a good job. Now, Steve and I are in opposite parties, but I respect his public service and his attentiveness to constituents. He was kicked upstairs, as it were, to the position of Secretary of State, and he won a full term this past November. And he finds himself embroiled in a political battle, but it's not with Republicans. Steve Hobbs is actually pushing back on his own party. He is opposing Senate Bill 5382 that he said is not necessary and is too expensive. Steve Hobbs joins us on The Commute with Carlson this morning. Steve Hobbs, how are you?
Oh, thank you. You know, the usual. I'm getting squeezed by both ends. It's great. Right. It's great.
Well, you're kind to join me. And I think that, by the way, I want to say this for our listeners on the record. Last year, when Brian Haywood and Let's Go Washington and, frankly, me and this radio program were actively trying to get people to sign the six initiatives and later seven initiatives for the November ballot, there were a lot of people who were a little skeptical. Say, you know, this new Secretary of State, you know, Inslee appointed him. What do you want to bet he's not going to be on the level when it comes to validating the signatures? And Brian Haywood himself said this guy was completely above board, completely fair, and we couldn't have asked for a better hearing to have our initiative signatures validated. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. It's because I got a really good crew here at the Secretary of State's office.
Yes, yes. So let's talk about this bill that Democrats are trying to push through and why you oppose it.
Yeah, so the reason why I oppose it is because, you know, when you sign an initiative, they're saying that, you know, if someone doesn't put their address on there, or someone accidentally puts on the wrong address, they should be invalidated. The problem with that is maybe it's my fault. I know you and I talked about this, you know, where I got to get the word out on how elections are ran. Mm-hmm. And we're slowly turning that around. But here's the thing. If you put your name on there, you print your name and do your signature, your signature and your printed name, we can pull that on VoteWall. We're going to see your signature. We're going to know it's you. And the problem with this bill is let's say you have a student, you know, they're going to WSU and they write their dorm address, because that's naturally you would do, right? Or a service member. They're going to invalidate that because you didn't put down your actual registered address. You know, with service members, you know, I served overseas. Mm-hmm. Let's say you have a service member come in here on leave. They see an initiative they like to sign. They sign it. They put their APO address, their Armed Forces Post Office address. It'll be invalidated. You know, or a senior citizen who might, you know, put their PO box mistakenly instead of their actual registered address. That will be invalidated. So really, it's not necessary. It's disappointing that I see bills like this. And just like bills that I hope that you're tracking, too, is the bill eliminating odd year elections and the bill to try to bring ranked choice voting. Mm-hmm. You know, here, the thing is like we're suffering from a budget shortfall. And when I told you I'm being squeezed from both ends, I am being squeezed from both ends because federal support for election cybersecurity is being pulled. So I need to ensure that my cybersecurity team is fully funded and operational. you know, and that was cut in the Inslee's budget, my ISR team, my information response team. Mm-hmm. And they want to add $1.2 million for this signature program they do, verification, and we don't need it. We have a perfectly good system.
So what do you think's going on here? So you're illustrating there's no problem they're solving. What's going on?
Uh-huh. Well, I think you saw what happened. I don't know if you remember that. Do you remember the lawsuit? There was a lawsuit against my office to try to throw out some of the signatures.
Yes.
So, and that was done by the opposition. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what they're trying to do. The state Supreme Court upheld, you know, on our end.
I think it
they
was
didn't like that.
I think it was unanimous, if I'm not mistaken.
It was unanimous. And they threw it out. And here's the thing that also upsets me is, like, you pass this bill, that doesn't change the state constitution. You need a constitutional amendment to do that. So all you're doing is you're just causing more lawsuits as well. So more pain, increased government spending in a place that we don't need, and a lot of lawsuits. So we really don't need this.
What kind of reaction are you, as Secretary of State, getting from the governor's office, from prominent Democrats, and from legislators for standing in defense of the initiative process?
Sure. Haven't had a lot of conversations with the governor's office. They're kind of working on the budget stuff. But it's strange that this bill is moving because, you know, obviously I'm not going to give names, but it's like there's Democrats that are like, yeah, I don't like this either, but it's really being pushed. And obviously the Republicans are supportive of what I'm doing. But there's a lot of moderate Democrats out there that are raising an eyebrow and starting to look into it. I think because the media is starting to raise it. I mean, you're bringing it on the air. Yeah. It was on Key 5 News. I think we're now finally getting legislators to look at the language of this bill. And it gives me the ability to explain to them how good our system is. You might recall, I've been on air with you before. I mean, our system communicates with other databases. So, like, we know when people die because we communicate with, you know, Social Security on when people die. So I don't think people know that. And all they're doing is, well, I think what they're trying to do is make it harder for initiatives, for one. But they're opening themselves up for a lawsuit, and they're not realizing they're disenfranchising people, right? Students, mm-hmm. seniors, our service members. So hopefully, you know, with you bringing this on the air and the news media bringing it up, that I can educate a few people and this bill doesn't have to move forward.
Well, I tell you what, God invented something called the legislative hotline that people can call at 800-562-6000. It just opened about 45 minutes ago for business. And it's a wonderful place to be heard, where you dial 800-562-6000, and a very friendly operator will ask, what message do you want to send your legislator? And what your message should be is, hands off the initiative system. Oppose SB, as in Senate Bill, 5382. Again, hands off the initiative process. Oppose SB 5382. Now, if you don't remember the name of your senator, or if you want to send it to Senator and both of your House members and you don't remember their names, don't worry. They will know at the legislative hotline. You just tell them where the town you live in, and they'll tell you who your legislators are. And you can register your opinion right now, and it won't cost you a dime, and it will take you a couple of minutes. You just pick up your phone and dial 1-800-562-6000. 6,000 and tell the operator you oppose, you want your legislators to oppose SB 5382, that's Senate Bill 5382. Let me ask you, when you verify initiatives, Steve, and again, my guest mm-hmm. is Secretary of State Steve Hobbs, mm-hmm. what do you look at when you verify a signature as valid? What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically what that means is we've pulled your name up on our database, and we pulled your signature up, most likely coming from your driver's license. And so we'll notice, like, okay, you know, this is Carlson. He lives at this address. He is a voter. This is a valid signature. And you're a Washington resident. And that's what the state constitution says, right? You got to be a voter. I don't understand the argument that the advocates of the bill is making. It's like, well, let's say you moved,
yeah,
or you put the wrong address, should be disqualified. It's like, well, but he's still a Washington citizen. If you were to move, let's say, to Everett,
yeah,
you're still a Washington citizen, right? So why are we choosing?
It's almost like they're playing. It's almost like the Democrats are playing gotcha. It's almost, and when I say Democrats, it's because only members of one party are for this. And I'm not saying all Democrats are for it. You're a prominent example. But I hope that other Democrats will find their voice in opposition and defend the initiative process. For heaven's sakes, a lot of progressive liberal legislation passed via the initiative process. So I don't know why.
That's true.
I don't know, you know, the minimum wage, we're just talking about it, is indexed for inflation. You know, that was mm-hmm. initially passed by initiative. So I don't know why the Democrats are now against the initiative system. I'll give you the last word here, Steve.
Well, the thing is, and I've seen this where it goes the other way sometimes. And the fact of the matter is, like, this, the initiative process helps Republicans and Democrats, helps people in Washington, it allows them to have a voice when the legislature doesn't act like they're supposed to against the will of the people. We don't need to disenfranchise people. We need to have people have a voice. Let's put down this bill. And I certainly hope that you talk about some of the other bills that are out there that are affecting elections as well. So thank you so much for that.
Number one, we will. And number two, it'd be good to have you back on when we do.
That'd be great.
All right. Thank you, Steve. That's our Secretary of State, Steve Hobbs.